We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
You know, I was just thinking, I wonder what would happen if I got up here and said, "Welcome to the Refresh Radio broadcast." Would that sound refreshing to you today? It wouldn't for me, you know. I want to welcome you to the Refresh Radio broadcast today. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM or WWBC 1510 AM. We are so glad that you are here, and we are thankful that we are able to bring this radio broadcast to you. Today at 11 o'clock is going to be our vintage service, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We have plenty of seats available. A couple of weeks ago was one of our largest attendances that we had had. We're kind of thankful that the summer slump was over there for that. And so we are going to be singing some hymns and choruses today. So if you'd like to come out and be a part of that as we preach our way through the book of Isaiah, we would love for you to join us. Now, if you're listening at 5 o'clock, you'll just have to put it on your calendar for next week, because it is already in the books if you're listening to the retransmission here. So tonight, 6 o'clock, we start serving food for our kids' ministry and youth ministry. And about 6:30, we're going to switch over and have our service time. That'll be over at 7:45. Still get time after that where you can make a Dairy Queen run or a Wendy's run for a Frosty or a McDonald's Hot Fudge Sundae, whatever you want to do. Get them home, get them cleaned up, get them in bed, and they'll still get plenty of sleep, be ready for the next school day. So that's what's coming up today. We do want to invite you out to our services this coming Sunday, where I will be preaching in the morning service. And then tonight or that night, Sunday night, we will be having our grow groups. That will be meeting at our house. The last grow group we had was very well attended, great conversation, and it's all about getting out of life's pits and how to help people who may find themselves in pits. And we want to do that in a godly way, where people are pointed to Jesus and are crying out to him as their deliverer. That's one of the things that, you know, you've heard me teach on this about, you know, people having a government dependence. Is the government wants to prevent people. They have strings. If there are resources that are coming from the federal government, which, by the way, came from somebody else, that's where that money originated from. But they want to put restrictions on there that if you minister to somebody, you can't tell them about Jesus. Listen, I want you to know that Jesus is the greatest thing that will ever happen in your life. He will transform you. He will bless you. And so we want to be a blessing to people, but the greatest way that we can be a blessing is getting the right king on the throne of your heart. So praise the Lord. We also want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 759-3284. Bill Andriak is available to help you with your cooling or refrigeration needs here in the central part of the county. He's a passionate believer, loves to tell people about Jesus. 759-3284, and the name of that company is Creative AC Solutions. So we're going to go back to Genesis, the 49th chapter today, and I'm going to read the entire passage again, and then we're going to pick up where we left off on yesterday's broadcast, which is in the middle of verse number 25. It says, "Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall, and his archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. by the God of your Father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. The blessings of your Father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. So I want to start off today, verse number 25. It says, by the God of your Father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you. I want you to know that it is God's will to help you. It is God's will to bless you. There are a lot of people who, when they get about praying, they say, well, God, if it's your will, would you help me in this situation? Or if it's your will, would you bless me in this situation? And I want you to know that God's perfect will is for you and I to walk in covenant relationship with him, so that there is a blessing that comes that says the Almighty God is going to help you, and he is going to bless you. He's going to make you happy. He's going to make you healthy. He's going to make you whole. He is going to bless you. God is not in the depriving business. He is in the blessing business. So I was talking with a friend of mine, a little over a week ago, I guess. And, I was talking and I said, you know what? There are certain seeds that I have never sown. Okay. Now I could tell you that growing up, my parents sowed okra, but I kind of like eating okra on occasion, but I've never sown any okra to see if I could grow any okra. My parents had radishes. I'm not a huge radish fan. And so I don't sow radishes because I don't want a harvest of radishes. There are certain foods that I just really don't care for. And so as a result, if I had the opportunity to plant them, I wouldn't, because I don't want a harvest of things that I don't like, don't enjoy, and don't need. And so I want to ask you today, are you setting your, have you been set up by God to where he will bless you and help you, or have you sown seeds that are going to result in dissension and strife and discord? I know that God wants to bless you, but it says that he opposes the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. So I don't want to position myself where God's in a position where he's got to oppose me. I want to position myself. I want to walk underneath the blessings of God and the covenant of God, to where God can be there to help me in my time of need, to help me to become all that I should be. And it says, and by the Almighty who will bless with the blessings of heaven above. A couple of weeks ago, we were looking to fill in some areas on our church property that just to make them stable, to remove some trip hazards and stuff like that. And so we were looking for some dirt, and one of the men, he said, I'm going to go around, I'm going to see if I can find some free dirt, and he couldn't. And so when he mentioned that, I said, well, let me call one of the men from the church. And so I ended up calling him and didn't get an answer, but I went over and visited him, and he's retired now, but I thought he might know some contacts of people who might be able to help us out. And he tried to make a phone call, and he didn't get through to the person he was trying to reach. And he said, well, Pastor, let me see what I can do. And the next day I got a phone call from him saying that that he had located a dump truck full of dirt for us, and that it was going to be on its way over there, and you know, we needed to go over and show the driver where to dump it. And so I say thank you. And so we ended up getting this entire dump truck filled with dirt. And the bad news was it was really hot that day. It was in upper 90s. And so there were some men, about three men, they came and they started moving dirt and filling in holes and all of that sort of stuff. And when everything was all said and done, we still had a whole bunch of dirt left. Now, you know, we're gonna do some stuff with it and all that. And then it dawned on me that this was the second time that brother had stepped up to help us. And it just dawned on me, and I said, you know, that man gives like God, because he gives more than you have room enough to contain. He gives over and above what you need. And I want you to know today that God's ultimate plan is to pour out a blessing from heaven that you do not have room enough to contain. That's how God likes to bless. And I know that he is capable of doing that, because I have seen him do that. So I want to prepare you. And it says, with the blessings of heaven. Now, there are certain times in the Word of God that it talks about the blessings of heaven. It was during, I believe it was Elisha, when there was a famine going on in, I believe it was Samaria. And there was a real crisis. The city was under siege. And I'm trying to turn over there right now to find the spot. The city was under siege, and when they went to confront Elisha, Elisha said, listen, God's getting ready to cause the price of bread to drop drastically in the city gates. And the person said, if God opened up the windows of heaven, what you are prophesying could not come to pass. And Elisha looked at him and he said, you know, you're going to see it with your own eyes, but you will never get to experience it. God's ultimate plan for us is not just that we see the blessings and recognize the blessings, but that we get to partake of the blessings. And what happened was that night God moved upon the enemy that had laid siege. They just went off and abandoned everything that was in their camp, and some people went over and they found the blessings, and they sent out some people to the city to tell them, hey, look, they've abandoned their camp and their resources. There's enough food for everybody. And the king said, well, let's send some people to check it out. Word got out, and the person who said, if God opened up the windows of heaven, what you're talking about could not take place. He was in charge of the city gate, and he got trampled, and he died. Listen, God doesn't need decades to get something accomplished. Sometimes he'll take decades, but he can do something in a suddenly moment. And I want to encourage you, when God is telling you that he is going to bless you with the blessings of heaven, get ready to receive. Prepare yourself to receive. Now, in the Old Testament, Malachi, It talks about in Malachi chapter 3. I'm turning over there now. Goodness. Sometimes it just takes me a while turning these pages. Malachi chapter 3, it says in verse number 8, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, you are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you. Okay? Let me come back to that. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. I'll be honest with you. A lot of times I read that, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. That's the way that we tend to tend to read that. But this says that God is going to open up those windows, and he's going to pour out a blessing with the intent of that blessing coming to you. Why? Because you honor God with what he has deemed is holy. So let me just touch on a couple of things that God deems holy. He deems the Sabbath holy. You need to set apart that day of rest. You need to come into his presence. If it's the only day that you have off, thank God that you've got a job. But listen, you need to make God a priority. I have seen way too many people who God blessed with business skills, but they focused so much on their business that they neglected their spiritual life. They ignored their relationship with God. And pretty soon it won't take long until those financial blessings go away. You know, money cometh and money goeth away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. that's not a scripture. That's just me saying that. But here it says that God wants to open up the windows of heaven. He says that that day is holy. So when I come to church this Sunday, I'm expecting that I am going to be blessed. I'm expecting that I'm going to be blessed because God has deemed that day holy. It's a day when I'm supposed to honor him. And as I do that, there's going to be a blessing there. And then it says here in Malachi that the tithe is something that God is very serious about. He says that if we choose not to do it, that it positions us under a curse instead of the blessing that God has for us. There's a lot of people that say, oh, you're talking about Old Testament law and Jesus came to redeem me from the curse of the law. Yes, he did. He did. The tithe was never the maximum amount. The tithe was always the minimal amount. And the day that you can show me in the Word of God where it says that the tithe is no longer holy, then I will deem it no longer holy. But I can't find it in the Word. And there would also have to be some substantial evidence to say that that life brings greater heavenly blessing than what honoring the tithe, which God says is holy, has in my life. Thank God for that. So listen to what it says. Try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts. Do you remember science class? Do you remember geometry and trigonometry where you had to do proofs and theorems and you did experiments and you were experimenting to find out, you know, if such and such a thing worked? That's what you did. You went about it. It was a theory, but once it was proven, it was no longer a theory. It was a law. God says, try me in this, prove me in this, see if it's not true. And I believe that there are supernatural laws in God's word that are unmistakable, and this is one of them. God says, I will open for you the windows of heaven. Have you ever gone into a public restroom and all of them seem to be plumbed into the same water supply, the sink there, you know, where you might have multiple lavatories or multiple water sources or whatever. But every once in a while, you'll find one of them. And so you can be standing there. And a lot of them now are motion activated and maybe the sensor's gone bad or something. And you can stand there and you're positioned in the right place, but there's something wrong with the mechanism. So there's nothing that's coming out of the spigot, but yet the person right beside you, they're sitting there they're standing there washing their hands and they're having no problems because there's nothing wrong with the sensor. You're right beside them and everything seems to be similar, but they're getting their mission accomplished and you're not getting to wash your hands the way that you would like to. God says that for those who honor the Lord and bring the tithe into the storehouse, that he is going to open for you. So you're the person sitting there with the open spigot. You're the one there where the valve is wide open and the blessings of heaven are coming your way. And he says, and I'm going to pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. Praise God. Praise God. His is not just an indiscriminate blessing. It is a personalized blessing. Now, I will tell you this. God is not going to bless you to your own destruction. He's not into that. God wants to bless you to the level that you are able to bear up under it. That's why when the world tries to seduce all of these people into lotteries and things like that. And they say, man, if you will just play this game, you got a chance to win $150 million lottery or whatever. That a lot of those people, it ends up ruining their lives because even though they've got all of those resources, they don't have the character to stand up under that blessing. And so it ends up becoming a curse in its place. God wants to personalize the blessing for you. I look into the New Testament and I see that the heavens were rent open and that Jesus heard the voice of the Father and he said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." I want you to know that God is looking for people that he can tear heaven wide open for and pour out a blessing. So all of this goes back to Jacob and Joseph in chapter 49. And by the Almighty who will bless you with the blessings of heaven above. The second thing is blessings of the deep that lies beneath. In other words, there was going to be blessings, whether that those blessings came from harvest from the ground or from the depths of the ocean. God says, I'll have blessings fall upon you and I'll have blessings rise up to meet you. He said, I'm not going to be limited to just one manner or one mode of blessing. I'm going to get you from the top. I'm going to get you from the bottom. And he says, I'm going to get you from the outside. I'm going to get you from the inside. Goes on and talks about blessings of the breast and the blessings of the womb, that there was going to be dynamic growth that took place, that God was going to bless in manners that people could no longer or could not expect. They were in Egypt for over 400 years. There were 70 of them when they got there. But when they go out of Egypt, they number into the millions. That's incredible blessing. That's incredible blessing. You know what? We're looking to walk in obedience to God. We're looking to keep our life free from bitterness the way that Joseph did. We're looking to keep our life forgiven and being a benefit to our community, to our country. We're looking to be a blessing to our family so that there will be a blessing that's not pronounced just by another man, but a blessing that God talks about in Psalm 133, a spirit of unity, where he says, listen, when brethren dwell together in unity, it is a place where I command blessing. Commanded blessing. Let me read that passage to you. It's in Psalm 133, and then we'll go back here and talk about this. Psalm 133, it's not a long psalm. It's three verses. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard of Aaron running down on the edge of his garments. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore. And that's the commanded blessing of God. He wants you to live. So much of society is focused on, well, if you will just drink this particular brand of alcoholic beverage, man, you are going to be the in crowd. If you wear this label of clothing, you are going to be in the in crowd. I want you to know, I'm not looking so much for the in crowd here in America or here in this day and time. What I'm looking for is to be in with the King of Heaven. That's what I'm looking for. And so I want to dwell together in unity. I want to be in unity with my wife. I want to be in unity with my kids. I want to be in unity with my parents. This is going to sound strange, but it's absolutely true. I like it that we are united as a board at our church, that it's not something there where it is a combative zone, but it is a cooperative zone. It is a place where people bring their giftings and their knowledge and their insight, their expertise. And we're thankful for our board. I have one of the best boards that a pastor could ever have. I am so thankful. Now, do we have a lot of zeros between the first number And the decimal point, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Don't know. I don't see their bank statements, but I can tell you this. They are loaded spiritually. They are spiritual pillars in the community. And I am so thankful to God for them. And so we're expecting to see spiritual blessings poured out. We're expecting to see blessings when we gather that come down. We're expecting to see a blessing to come from the labors of our work. We're expecting blessings to come out of our relationships that we have with one another. We're expecting blessings to come from people having kids. That's what, listen, we're not just talking about this at our church. We have been making preparations. We have installed something that, in our baptistry. We had a tankless water heater installed by an electrician and a plumber, general contractor actually. And what's going to result in that is now we are better equipped to baptize people than we've ever been in the history of the church. Right now, we're currently working on renovating the nursery. Do we have a lot of babies in the church? No, we're not doing it for where we are now. We are doing that for the blessings that are on the way. Can I just get you to believe with me today that God wants to bless you? It's His will to bless you. It is His will to help you. He wants to move heaven and earth. He wants to move on your external circumstances, and He wants to move internally inside of you. He wants to move each of us to that place where we have commanded blessing. And listen, that commanded blessing is this: life that never ends. Hallelujah. Life that never ends. Normally at this point in time, I pray and I want to, and I ask, you know, I pray and ask God to bless you. But today I feel led a little different. I'm going to pray that way anyway. But I want to ask you that as I'm praying for you, would you pray for Meredith and Live God? That we would be blessed with souls, that we would be blessed with new believers, that we would be blessed in our families, that we would be blessed in our finances so that we could continue to honor God and continue to partner with Him in the redemptive business that He specializes in. Father, I just pray right now for those who are listening. I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that today every person that is listening to this broadcast would know in their heart that it is Your will not just to bless, but to bless them. To bless them with the blessings of heaven. To bless them with an open heaven. To bless them with answered prayers. To bless them with productivity at work. To bless them, Lord, whenever they're at rest. God, I pray that whatever they put their hand to, that You would bless it and cause it to abound. I pray, God, that You would bless them with life like they've never experienced before, God. Bless them with life evermore. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510, 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25. He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.